Good evening and welcome to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game two of the six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yesterday, the Quakes took game one, score of 5-1. Rawhide looking to bounce back with Wyatt Wendell on the mound. But right now for the Quakes, it'll be a bullpen day. Madison Jeffrey, right-handed pitcher, he's on the mound to start off. We'll see how many innings he's able to throw. And here's starting lineup for the Rawhide that he's facing. Leading off in left field is Anderson Rojas, followed by the first baseman, Raquelman Cabral. Batting third in right field, Christian Robinson. In a cleanup spot behind the plate, Christian Cerda, followed by the designated hitter, David Martin. Batting sixth at third base is Gavin Contesello, followed by the center fielder, Alvin Guzman. Batting eighth at second base, Jose Fernandez. And ninth for the Rawhide at shortstop is Juan Corniel. Again, it is Wyatt Wendell on the mound for the Rawhide. And here's the starting lineup for the Quakes that he's facing. Leading off is the shortstop, Jose Azara. Batting second in right field, Josue De Paula. Batting third in center, Kyle Nevin. In a cleanup spot behind the plate, Jesus Galiz. Followed by the third baseman, Ryan Doncone. Batting sixth in left field, Luis Rodriguez. Followed by the first baseman, Jorge Puerta. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Simon Reed. He's still looking for his first hit with the Quakes. And batting ninth for the Quakes. At second base is Kenneth Betancourt. Again, it is Madison Jeffrey on the mound for the Quakes. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate today is Tatum Littleton. And on the bases is David Sabal. Again, I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. Game two about to begin here. It is 6:32 local time. Anderson Rojas is digging in from the left-handed batter's box. Coaching third today for the Rawhide is the manager, Dee Gardner. On the bases, on first base, is Rolando Arenado. Infield shifting to the right against Rojas. The third baseman, Doncone, is in his toes on the infield grass. Jeffrey, the right-handed pitcher, sets. And the first pitch of the game misses outside, ball one. 6:32 local time is first pitch. Wind is blowing out to right, like always. It'll pretty much be a constant thing here for this entire series. 1-0, popped up into shallow center field. Nevin comes in, and he has it for the first out. According to my weather app, 81 degrees here in Rancho Cucamonga. Gorgeous day. The sun will set down the third base side, so shadows will start coming over left field and third base, and the right fielder will be the last one dealing with the sun in his eyes. Batting from the left side is Raquelman Cabral. He's the first baseman. He's been at the Rawhide for a little over a week now. Here's the pitch. Misses in, ball one. Catching for Jeffrey today, Jesus Galiz. At third base, Ryan Doncone. Shortstop, Jose Azara. Second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt. And at first, it is Jorge Puerta. 1-0. Popped up into left field. Left fielder Rodriguez coming in. It's shallow. The third baseman tries to make the play, and it lands between three Quakes. Cabral reaches first on a single. Off the bat, I thought it was going to be a hit farther into left field where Rodriguez would have a chance on it. And then all of a sudden, I see Doncone sprinting out there. And the shortstop, Azara, was there too, but none of them were able to make a play. First hit of the day is brought to you by Roaster Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Christian Robinson is batting from the right side. He's the right fielder today for the Rawhide. The pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Finishing off the defensive alignment for the Quakes in left field, Luis Rodriguez. Center, Kyle Nevin. And in right, it is Josue De Paula. Pickoff attempt at first. Cabral back safely diving. Rawhide are 24-46 this season, 1-3 in the second half. The Quakes undefeated in the second half, 4-0, and they're 43-27 overall this season. They are the first half champs in the Southern Division as the pitch misses low to Robinson. So the Quakes already have punched their ticket into the playoffs. Rawhide would need to win the second half in order to make the playoffs. One one, fouled off into the netting behind home plate. Jeffrey is 0-2 this season, a 7.06 ERA. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Check swing, found the bat, and fouls off into the netting. This is the second time that Jeffrey's making a spot start, which is just a starter on a bullpen day. 1-2, runner takes off for second. The pitch is low and in the dirt. The catcher, Galiz, couldn't get a throw. Just the first stolen base for Cabral. Remember, he's only been here for about a week. He has his first stolen base in the Cal League. Runner in scoring position, one down. This is Jeffrey's 23rd overall appearance. Remember, he's usually a bullpen guy. This is his sixth appearance against the Rawhide. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Robinson strikes out for the second out of the inning. Two away. And Christian Cerda bats on the right side with the runner on second still, scoreless in the top of the first. Jeffrey, no wins or losses against the Rawhide. He does have an ERA of 4.15 against the Hide. The pitch to Cerda, a little low, ball one. He's allowed two runs on just one hit, but seven walks against the Rawhide this season in just 4 1/3 innings. He has struck out eight. Lopsided line score for him. The pitch is swung on, ground ball fair on the third base side. Plenty of room for Cabral to score. He scores as the left fielder Rodriguez is just picking it up in the corner, and Cerda cruises into second, his 12th double of the year, and he puts the Rawhide on the board 1-0. Here's David Martin, the designated hitter, batting from the left side. Batting 279 this year. Still a runner in scoring position with two outs. The Rawhide lead 1-0. The pitch comes inside, and it hit Martin in his other, not his other, the back foot. Runners on first and second for Gavin Contasello now. First pitch, outside, ball one. Last time that Jeffrey pitched, it was on June 24th against the Lake Elsinore Storm. He allowed one walk, hit a batter, while recording his seventh save of the year. That is a team high, seven saves. 1-0, there's a strike on the outside corner. Jeffrey was drafted by the Dodgers in the 15th round of 2021 out of West Virginia. Glove is at the belt. Here's the pitch. Low in the dirt. Nice stop by Galiz. Infield shading to the right. Two away. Here's the pitch. A little high. Conicello batting 202 this season. Yesterday, he didn't have a hit. He also walked and flat out twice. Rawhide lead 1-0, threatening with two outs. And the pitch from Jeffrey. Hard ground ball through into right center field, a base hit. They're sending Cerda. Nevin, the center fielder, throws. It's cut off. The throw to second. They have Conticello in a rundown now. They're going to see if they can get David Martin to score, but they can't as Conticello's tagged out trying to go to second. And there is a Quake player down in the infield grass. The run does score. Serta does score the second run of the day for the game. Second run of the day for the Rawhide. And I can't see who exactly is injured right there. We'll let you know when we come back from this break. Rawhide lead 2-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rawhide lead for the first time this series, 2-0 ball game. In the bottom of the first inning, Wyatt Wendell on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch to Izara is a ball inside. Jose Izara, leadoff man, he's a shortstop today. Due up after him is Josue DePaula, followed by Kyle Nevin. And in the cleanup spot, Jesus Galiz. The pitch comes very high and in, ball two. Batting fifth, Ryan Doncone, followed by Luis Rodriguez. Jorge Puerta, we'll see if he stays in the game. He got banged up in the last play. Batting eighth is Simon Reed, the designated hitter. And ninth is Kenneth Betancourt for the Quakes. The pitch. There is a strike on the inside corner. Two-one count. Wendell working quickly, and that pitch misses in. Also a little high. Catching for Wendell today, Christian Serta. At third, Gavin Conticello. The shortstop, Juan Corniel. Second base, Jose Fernandez. And at first is Requelman Cabral. The pitch is lined, caught by Corniel. The shortstop for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for Josue DePaula. Finishing off the defensive alignment. In left field, Anderson Rojas. Center is Alvin Guzman. And in right, Christian Robinson. DePaula bats from the left side, has a .224 batting average this season. Wendell delivers, breaking ball in there for a strike. Wendell 1-5 this season, a .588 ERA. His one win actually came when he pitched out of the bullpen. The pitch is fouled off, 0-2. That was 2 weeks ago now against Modesto. He threw 3 2/3 innings of relief. Did give up 4 runs off of 4 hits. Walked 2 and struck out 4. But earned his first professional win. 0-2 to DePaula outside. Wendell has a 4-seam fastball, a sinker, which is really the primary pitch, and then a changeup, slider, and a curveball. 1-2. Breaking ball again. Misses. Little high. Looks good from here. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3. DePaula strikes out for the second out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for Wendell. It's brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. This is Kyle Nevin, the center fielder, batting from the right side. Two away, nobody on. Wendell, glove at the chin, turns and delivers. Pitch outside. So Wendell, with nobody on, his hips are completely facing home plate. He kind of rocks side to side, and then he turns his body to face third and delivers the pitch. That one. Strike 1-1 count. Two away. The pitch. Swung on, lined. A fair ball down the right field side. It goes all the way into the Rawhide bullpen in the corner. Robinson gets it in quickly to hold Nevin to a double. That's the first hit of the day. First hit of the day for the Quakes. Runner in scoring position as Galiz bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner to Galiz. Wendell last pitched against Inland Empire, took the loss, only threw three innings of work. 0-1. Breaking ball misses low. In those three innings, he gave up five runs off of seven hits, walked a batter, struck out two. This is his 12th appearance and 11th start this season. He checks the runner on second. Now delivers. Slow ground ball through into right field to base hit. Nevin rounds third. He scores. The throw home was not cut off, but Galiz stays at first base. An RBI single makes it a 2-1 ball game. Nice throw from Robinson, but no chance on a slow hit ball with two outs. It was a breaking ball that Galiz did not hit very hard at all, just placed a little bit too far from Cabral, the first baseman, to make a play on it. 2-1 ball game, Ryan Doncombe bats from the right side. Still two outs, runner on first. The pitch popped up in the infield. Conticello gives chase. Third baseman's underneath it on the infield grass, and he squeezes it to make the final out. The Quakes do pick up a run, but the Rawhide lead 2-1. Going into the second inning, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023.
Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Alvin Guzman leads it off for the Rawhide, batting from the right side. 2-1 ball game in the second inning. He takes a strike on the inside corner. Jeffrey back on the mound for his second inning of work. This will be the 20th pitch of the day for him. Here it is. And it comes in, almost hits Guzman. One-one. Lined. Threw into right field. Bancourt made an attempt but couldn't get a glove on it. Guzman has a leadoff single to start the second inning. Jose Fernandez bats from the right side. Rawhide still lead by a run. They have four hits today. Pickoff attempt at first base. It gets by the first baseman. Guzman will head for second on the error. Errant throw by the pitcher, Jeffrey. So Guzman, I was going to say, he has 19 stolen bases. He has a threat to steal. Doesn't even need to attempt to do that. He's now in scoring position with nobody out. Infield shading to the right a little bit against Fernandez. Here's the pitch. Late swing. It's fouled off on the right side. Fernandez, the second baseman today, batting 248 this season. Originally from Venezuela. We've also seen him at shortstop and third base this year for the Rawhide. 0-1. Misses down and in. The 1-1. Strike on the high outside corner. Glove at the belt. High kick, the 1-2, a ground ball to the second baseman. Betancourt has it. The throw to first in plenty of time. Guzman does advance to third. Corniel, the switch hitter, bats from the left side with Guzman on third. Infield comes in. Guzman does have a lot of speed, but if it's a hard hit ball in the infield, I don't see him going because of the infield in. On a fly out, he should be able to score unless it's very shallow. First pitch, line towards center field. Nevin goes back, makes the catch. Plenty of space for Guzman. The Rawhide retake a 2-run lead. 3-1 ball game in the second inning. Sacrifice flyout for Corniel. Top of the order, Anderson Rojas is back at the plate. Batting from the left side, he flied out to center in his first at-bat. Jeffrey delivers, and it's inside, ball one. One-oh. Outside, ball two. Rojas. He's originally from the Dominican Republic. We saw him at second base yesterday. That was his natural position when he was first signed, but he's worked into the outfield quite often. The 2-0 misses. I think it was in 2021 that he transitioned to I don't want to say transition to, because he still plays the infield, but he started playing a lot of outfield in 2021. 3-0. Low ball four. Rojas draws a four-pitch, two-out walk. Runner on first, two away for Raquelman Cabral. Cabral batting from the left side. He's another player who's kind of learning a new position, or has had to learn a new position in his career. First pitch to him. He squares to bunt. And Rojas is stuck in between first and second now. The throw to first. He's still running to second. The throw back towards second. Rojas going back to first, and he is out at first base. I'm not sure what happened there. Usually you don't see a bunt through steal with two outs. I'll have to add that to the list of things to ask D about tomorrow. But the Rawhide run themselves out of an inning. They do pick up a run. 3-1 ball game, bottom half of the second coming up. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Rawhide lead 3-1 in the bottom of the second inning. Luis Rodriguez, left fielder, leads it off. The first pitch from Wendell is a strike on the outside corner. Wendell, originally from Denver, Colorado. He's 23 years old as the pitch is low and out. 6'5", 215 pounds. Signed as a free agent last year by the D-backs. Went to Purdue. 1-1. Swung on and missed. This is Wendell's first full season. He was added to the Rawhide opening day roster this season. First time with the Rawhide. He spent all of last year in the Complex League. Made 7 appearances there. 1-2 is low on the dirt, 2-2. Originally, he was the Thursday night starter and then had one bullpen appearance. It was a planned piggyback. And now he's the Wednesday night starter. The pitch is a high breaking ball, but Rodriguez swings and misses for strike three. Second strikeout of the day for Wendell. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. And so I know that today's Thursday, but it's the second day of the series, which is usually on a Wednesday. So Wendell next week should be back to throwing on Wednesday. Jorge Puerta is batting from the right side. He swings the first pitch, a very slow ground ball to Condicello. Third baseman has it. Throw to first, two down. Now here's the designated hitter, Simon Reed. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. Fernandez gobbles it up. Throw to first. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Wendell. Rawhide still lead by two as we go into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Third inning, Rawhide lead 3-1. Raquelman Cabral is back on the mound. He takes the ball high. Remember, he was at the plate when Rojas was caught stealing in the very weird, looked like a bunt through steal situation. So Cabral is back up at the plate. He did single in his first at bat. 2-0 count from the new pitcher. Brandon Neck as the pitch is fouled off. So lefty on the mound. That's why Cabral has switched to batting from the right side. So again, it is a bullpen day for Inland Empire. That's why they already have a new pitcher in the third. The pitch is lined towards center field. Lands in front for a base hit. A 2-for-2 day for Cabral. And I think it's an Inland Empire. The Quakes for Rancho Cucamonga. Close enough. I think they're only like 20, 30 minutes away. Each stadium is about 30 minutes away from each other. So leadoff man is on for the Rawhide. Cabral's on first, and Christian Robinson is batting from the right side. Robinson struck out swinging in his first at bat, and the pitch is a strike on the high outside corner. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, line towards left field. Lands for a base hit. Cabral around second. He's heading for third. The throw from Rodriguez is high and not in time. Robinson at the head first slide to second on the throw. A single for Robinson. Cabral goes to third, and then Robinson advances to second. Two runners in scoring position. Here's Christian Cerda. He drove in the first run of the game with a double. A double here would clear the bases. First pitch is popped up out of play, first base side. Before we get into Next number is going to go through Jeffrey's line as that pitch is outside. He is in line for the loss right now. He threw two innings, four hits, three runs, two of them earned. Walked a batter, struck out a batter. One one to Cerda. It's out, ball two. Next, 6 foot, 190 pounds, drafted in the ninth round last year. The pitch has popped up, first base side again, and it reaches the grandstands. Went to University of Virginia. And he's originally from New York State. Southpaw glove at his hip. He now sets, and the pitch. Little low, ball three. Close pitch, full count, nobody out, two runners in scoring position. The pitch is swung on a high fly ball towards center field. Nevin's underneath it. Cabral tagging, so is Robinson. The throw goes to third. Robinson is safe at third base, and Cabral scores the fourth run of the game for the Rawhide. Sacrifice fly for Cerda. He has his second RBI today. David Martin, the designated hitter, now bats from the left side. He was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Runner on third is Robinson, who has a lot of speed. Infield comes in. Southpaw kicks. Ground ball right to the second baseman, Betancourt. Robinson was off on contact. The throw home in time to get Robinson. Martin reaches on the fielder's choice. Two down. Betancourt, a really good fielder for the Quakes. He's actually played all the way up into Double A in his career. It's going to be rare for him to make a mistake, and it was a perfect throw home despite Robinson's speed. He was out. There are two outs. Runner on first. 4-1 ball game. Rawhide lead in the third. Pitch to Condicello is a strike. Condicello singled into center field to drive in a run in his last at bat. Pickoff attempt at first as Martin is back safely standing up. So if you look at next numbers, it says he doesn't have an ERA, although he has pitched in a game here. But the reason why it's not there is because he did not record an out in his last appearance. He gave up three earned runs off of four hits in 25 pitches, walked two, and struck out one. Beg your pardon, he did not strike out one. Just had two walks. The pitch is fouled off, out of play. So that will, the ERA will update since he has recorded two outs. Probably will not be a very pretty ERA. 1-2, fouled off into the netting. He's 23 years old. He'll turn 24 in October this year. The pitch, low in the dirt, hits to the right of Galiz, allowing Martin to take second on a wild pitch. Runner in scoring position for Conticello. Shadow starting to take over the left side of the field. Two, two. Ground ball, first baseman's there. Puerta tags first base himself to end the inning. Rawhide do get another run. They now lead 4-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
One of the most We're evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kenneth Betancourt fouls off the first pitch from Wendell. Rawhide lead 4-1, bottom of the third inning. Betancourt, number 9 batter today. The only Quakes batter to not face Wendell just yet. The pitch is swung on. One hopper to Conticello. He pumps once, but the throw to first is in plenty of time as Betancourt ran quite slowly down the first baseline. Jose Azara bats from the right side, one away. First pitch, strike on the high inside corner. Azara lined out to the shortstop, Corniel, in his first at bat. Quakes have scored a run off of 2 hits. The pitch, he squares to bunt, pulls back, it's a ball outside. Wendell's father, Turk Wendell, did play for the Colorado Rockies. That's why Wendell's originally from Denver, Colorado. The pitch is a little high. This is the second time this season that Wendell has faced the Quakes. He is 0-1 against them, throwing 4 2/3 innings. The pitch is swung on. Deep fly ball left center field. Guzman ranges and makes the catch in front of the warning track. Well hit ball by Azara, but Guzman makes the play. Josue De Paula comes to the plate. He struck out looking in his first at bat. In 4 2/3 innings, he has allowed 2 earned runs against the Quakes. Pitch is low. Off of 5 hits, walking 4 while striking out 9 in those 2 appearances. 1-0 to DePaula. Lined foul into the stands down the third base side. Wendell delivers, lined, left field side again foul. This time was in foul territory, not on the stand, so got a little bit closer. Infield shading slightly to the right. DePaula's batting .221 this year. The pitch from Wendell, just outside. Two away, nobody on. Wendell has retired last six in a row. 2-2. Low ball three. Payoff pitch. Cold strike three on the low outside corner. Make it seven in a row, retired by Wendell. Rawhide still lead by three as we go into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Guzman leads it off in the fourth. Neck is back on the mound. Guzman did single and scored the third run of the game for the Rawhide. It was back in the second inning. We're waiting on what's going on. The umpires are going to get together and talk. They're definitely telling Fernandez that he's supposed to go into the other batter's circle. So he's on the left side, the Quake side, instead of the one closer to the Rawhide dugout. So the reason why he did that is the Rawhide are used to doing that at home. We have such a short backstop that if you are on the same side, or I guess the opposite side, so for example, Guzman being a right-handed hitter, if you're on the first base side, you potentially could get hit by a foul ball. You don't have a lot of time to recover or to move as the pitch is fouled off, so you go into the third base side with the right-handed hitter. That's why Fernandez just naturally went over there, but sometimes you forget. 0-1. Line down the left field side, hooking foul. No balls, two strikes. O-2, fouled off into the netting behind the plate. Guzman calls for time. Neck is back on the mound for his second inning of work. He allowed one run off of two hits. The pitch fouled off yet again, this time first base side. Guzman in his second year with the Rawhide. He joined the Rawhide last year, halfway through the season. The pitch is high, ball one. No movement in either pen. 1-2. Low in the dirt. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. So I mentioned how in his first appearance, Neck did not record an out, so that's why there wasn't an ERA listed for him. Well, he finally recorded a full inning and allowed a run last inning, and then three in the previous outing without recording an out as the pitch is fouled off. So that's why he has a 36 ERA, 36.00. Not the worst I've seen in the Cal League. There have been some players, actually some on the Rawhide, after their first outing in Lake Elsinore, they had a 132 ERA. The pitch is lined on the left field side. If it's fair, it might be gone, and it is a fair ball. Home run for Alvin Guzman. Guzman has his sixth home run of the season. Guzman battled for that one, too. An eight-pitch at-bat with two strikes. Guzman scores the fifth run of the game for the Rawhide. Here's Jose Fernandez batting from the right, and now someone is starting to warm in the pen for the Quakes. Right-handed pitcher up. Fernandez takes a strike on the outside corner. ...01. Check swing. It is a called strike, though. Fernandez grounded out to second in his first at-bat. 0-2. Swung on and missed strike three. That's the first strikeout of the day for Neck and his first in the Cal League. One away, nobody on for Juan Corniel. He had a sac fly out to center field. He'll bat from the right side against the southpaw. First pitch to Corniel is off speed and a little low. Slow ground ball, first baseman Puerta has it. Underhand tosses to Neck, the throw, not a great throw, but he still gets to first base in time to retire Corniel. The throw is a little bit behind Neck, but he's able to make the catch and still tag first base before the speedy Corniel. If Corniel was batting from the left side, he might have beaten that one out. Two away as Rojas steps to the plate, batting from the left side. Five to one ball game, Rawhide lead, and the pitch lined over the head of the leaping third baseman. A base hit into left field. Rojas has his first hit of the day. Raquelman Cabral will come to the plate. Still batting from the right. And here comes Shoemaker. He's going to go to the bullpen. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. They inherit a runner on first with two outs and the Rawhide leading 5-1 in the top of the fourth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford.
Soren Lau is the new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. Raquelman Cabral is batting from the left side. Lau in relief for Neck. We can't close the book on him yet. Neck is still responsible for the runner on first, Rojas. 0-1. Lined over the head of the right fielder, DePaula. Rolls all the way to the wall in right center field. They're sending Rojas from third. The throw is going to go to third as Cabral heads for there. The throw to third in time to get Cabral trying to leg it into a triple. But a run does score for the Rawhide. An RBI double for Cabral. 6-1 ball game, Rawhide lead. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Wyatt Wendell is back on the mound for the Rawhide, but we have a new right fielder. Donnier Sanabria is playing right field. He's in for Christian Robinson. First pitch to Kyle Nevin is a strike on the outside corner. And the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Rawhide leads 6-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. That pitch misses. Pitch to Nevin is fouled off. One ball, two strikes. Nevin did double in his first at bat, but the pitch is Swung on and missed, strike three. So that is strikeout number four of the day for Wendell. One away, nobody on. Jesus Galiz bats from the right side. Here's the pitch, fouled off into the netting. Galiz had the RBI single. He's the last Quakes batter to reach. In fact, the only two to reach were Nevin with the double and then Galiz with the RBI single. 0-1, breaking ball. You saw the movement on that one. 0-1, 0-2 count, beg your pardon. Wendell has sat down eight Quakes batters in a row. Trying to make it nine here. The 0-2, high, ball one. One, two to Galiz. It's low in the dirt. The most pitches that we've seen Wendell throw this season is 81. Last appearance, he threw 75. The pitch is cold. Strike three on the outside corner. Make it nine batters in a row retired. Three strikeouts in a row for Wendell. Two away as Doncone comes to the plate. He popped out to the third baseman, Conticello, in his first at-bat. First pitch, line towards right field. Tenabria on his horse. He slides, can't make the catch. It does hit off his glove. He picks it up before it hits the wall, but it's a double for Doncone. Oh, Tenabria just so close. He'll make a fantastic play. That's the first hit of the day for the Quakes since the first inning. Rodriguez now bats from the right side with the runner in scoring position. Rawhide lead by five in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch misses outside. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball, foul tipped into the glove of Cerda. One-one. Inside ball two. Wendell, glove at the chest, checks the runner, and delivers. Fly ball towards right field. Sanabria heads towards the foul line. This time he makes the catch on his feet for the final out of the inning. The Quakes strand a runner on second. Rawhide still lead by five as we go into the fifth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Donny Sanabria at the plate. He swings and misses the first pitch from Sauron Lau. Sanabria came in defensively for Christian Robinson. This is his first at bat of the day and of the series. 0-1 is fouled off. Rawhide leads 6-1, top of the fifth inning. Lau came in relief for Neck, who threw an inning and two thirds, gave up three runs off of four hits, did not walk anyone, and he struck out one batter. 0-2 to Sanabria, high and out. Lau came in to face the final batter of the fourth inning, but Lau did give up the double to Cabral, but then Cabral was out trying to leg it into a triple, but a run did score on the play as the pitch misses low to Sanabria. Two balls and two strikes. Sanabria batting .233 this season. He's been getting one, maybe two starts per series. Here's the pitch. Fouled off out of play. Still a lot of sunlight in right field, but really more like rays of sunshine. The lights are turned on here at Lone Mart Field. Probably by the sixth inning, no more sunlight on the playing surface. 2-2. Lined right to the shortstop. Izara for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for the catcher, Christian Cerda. He has doubled today and also had a sacrifice fly out. He has two RBI. The pitch is low. Pitch to Cerda, swung on and missed. Pitch is low, gets through the legs of Galiz, but no runners on. Lau, right-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. 2-0 this year, a 4.44 ERA. Cerda swings and misses. Two balls and two strikes as he calls for time. This is his 16th appearance overall. He does have one spot start. He's thrown 27 innings for the Quakes. The pitch misses out. He struck out 32 batters while only walking five. Opponents batting .260 against him this year. Here's the payoff pitch. Tries to check his swing. He does go around on a low outside pitch. Cerda strikes out for the second out of the inning. Here's David Martin. He's reached base twice today. One on a hit by pitch and the other on a fielder's choice. Pitch to him. Low and in. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Lau. Inside ball two. Two away, nobody on. Rawhide lead by five in the fifth inning. A little over an hour into this ball game, 7:40 local time. 2-0. There's a strike on the inside corner. Infield shading just slightly to the right. No shift in the outfield. 2-1. Tries to check his swing on a low inside pitch. They're saying he did go around. So two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Lau steps and delivers. It's fouled off. Marco. 2-2 again. It's swung on and missed strike three. Martin strikes out for the final out of the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of relief for Lau. We're halfway through this one. Rawhide lead by five. Wendell will be back on the mound. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Puerta at the plate leading off the fifth inning. Rawhide leads 6-1. Wendell back on the mound. 0-1 count. And the pitch comes inside. It hits Puerta. Leadoff man is on. And Simon Reed, the designated hitter, comes to the plate. Wendell can get through the fifth inning. Still with the lead, then he'll be in line for the win. Rawhide lead 6-1. They have 9 hits today. The Quakes only have 3. Reed batting from the left, and the pitch is lined into left field. A base hit. It's his first hit as a member of the Quakes. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Quakes are now threatening. On second, Puerta. On first is Reed, and at the plate is Kenneth Betancourt. Wendell and Serta having a conversation on the mound. And I believe Shu is yes, that's exactly what just happened. Shu just asked for the ball. He had to go to David Sabal to see if he could go ask Wendell for the baseball, as it is the first hit in the Cal League for Reed. So this is going to be controversial, especially for the parents listening. And if you've played before and you're listening, these guys don't consider the Arizona Complex League as real stats because they want the ball from their first Cal League hit, but that's not your first professional hit. You're only supposed to get one for your first professional hit. The pitch is high and inside. I mean, if you do that and you play in the Dominican Summer League, you're going to have a first hit ball for the DSL, the ACL, single A, high A, double A, and triple A. That's six balls. You don't need that many. You really don't. I have like one ball for my first home run when I was 12. I didn't even get one from college, actually. That's ridiculous. I'm going to call up Phil McElroy and say, where's my first home run ball? 1-1 count, nobody out. Betancourt's batting from the right side, and the pitch is high and out. So, for example, Billy Corcoran, he's now with Hillsboro. He had his first win with the Rawhide, and I double-checked with him. I said, that wasn't your first professional win, right? You had one last year. And he said, yeah, but I don't count it unless it's with the affiliated ball. You're affiliated in the Complex League. You're literally signed by the Diamondbacks. The pitch is outside. It's fouled off. I've been really wanting to go on a rant about this for a long time. You can tell. Two balls, two strikes. I'm going to calm down now. But it just never – I can't wrap my head around it. I don't know. I get that the Complex League feels so different because you're not really traveling. You're not staying in hotels. Feels like extended spring training. The 2-2 misses low ball three. But those stats do count as your overall MILB career stats. So we'll leave it at that. Runners are on first and second, full count. Nobody out. Betancourt grounds out to third in his first at bat. And time is called by Betancourt. Wendell still low on the pitch count, below 60. Depending how this inning goes, he could potentially throw the sixth. 3-2, lined into left field, a base hit. Rojas loses his footing, and the ball gets by him. Huerta scores. Here comes Reed. Betancourt standing on second. Such a tough break for the Rawhide and for Rojas. He was in front of the ball, and the ball, when it hopped, it bounced a little bit to his glove side, and when he tried to stop his momentum, he just fell to the ground completely and went by him. It is a double for Betancourt, a two-run double. It's now a 6-3 ball game. A hit by pitch and then two hits. 6-3 as Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, comes out to have a conversation with Wendell. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn team. They're a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Jose Azara due up. He'll bat from the right side. Runner in scoring position with the Rawhide leading by three in the bottom of the fifth inning. Still nobody out. Rawhide do lead by three. Infield is shading slightly to the left. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Oh, one. Fouled off into the netting. Wendell checks the runner on second, delivers a breaking ball that swung on and missed. First strike, three, big strikeout, one away. Still a runner in scoring position as DePaula comes to the plate. DePaula has struck out looking twice against Wendell. Infield shading slightly to the right. And by the way, no more sunlight on the playing surface. Still a very light sky tonight. Lights are in full effect, though. Wendell kicks. It's a strike in the low inside corner. Armando Vasquez is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Oh, 01, lined into left field. Rojas comes in, makes a diving play to Rob DePaula of a base hit. That might make up for the little mishap in left field. Two away. Kyle Nevin, that from the right side, two down. And a runner in scoring position still with the Rawhide leading by three. First pitch misses, a little outside ball one. Nevin today has doubled and also struck out. Three-run lead for the Hyde. And the pitch is a breaking ball that's fouled off on the first base side. One-one, lined into right field. Sanabria coming in, still coming in, makes a diving play, and he makes the catch. Back-to-back diving plays by the corner outfielders. And it ends the inning, but two runs do score for the Quakes. 6-3 ball game, Rawhide lead as we go into the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Top of the sixth inning. Condicello takes the ball outside. Lau back on the mound. Condicello today has singled and also grounded out to first. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Lau has been the most dominant pitcher for the Quakes so far today as the pitch is out. Jeffrey gave up two earned runs. Nate gave up three. Lau did give up a double, but other than that, he's had a flawless game so far. The 2-1 is swung on and missed. Two balls, two strikes. Condicello calls for time. Here's the pitch. High fly ball into deep right field. Zapala had a late jump, but he's in front of the warning track and makes the catch. One away. Here's Elvin Guzman batting from the right side. Guzman today is 2 for 2. He's hit a home run. He's also singled. Scored 2 of the 6 runs for the Rawhide today. 6-3 ball game in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch is a strike. Pitch is fouled off. 0-2 count. Infield shading to the left, 0-2, high and in. One, two fouled off. It's towards the Rawhide dugout. Almost took out some players, but I think that was Rojas that was able to get out of the way. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Guzman strikes out for the second out of the inning. Fernandez batting from the right side and the pitch is fouled off. Fernandez is grounded out to second. He's also struck out swinging today. Oh, one from Lau. Another swing and foul off as Galiz keeps taking foul ball off his right leg. Infield shading up the middle, 0-2 count, 2 down to Fernandez. Rawhide do have a 3-run lead in the top of the sixth inning. Pitch from Lau, swung on and missed, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Lau, back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Rawhide still lead by 3, bottom half of the sixth coming up, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Rawhide leads 6-3, and Wendell's back on the mound for his sixth inning of work. The pitch is swung on and missed by Jesus Galiz. Now an 0-2 count. The first one was fouled off. Armando Vasquez is still warming in the pen. And there is movement in the pen for the Quakes. A righty's up and throwing. 0-2. Misses low. I don't see Wendell finishing this inning based off his pitch count. Unless he's able to get three quick outs here. Vasquez is warming last inning. Ready to go, and the pitch is outside. 2-2. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Rawhide leads 6-3. Wendell in line for the win so far. 2-2. Swung on. Fly ball. Right field side into foul territory. No one's going to get to it. Foul ball.
Let's go.
Galiz today has singled and also struck out swinging. Cold strike three right down the middle, and Galiz knew it. He strikes out looking for the first out of the sixth. Seven strikeouts on the day for Wendell, all of them brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria. They're located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in crust we trust. With those seven strikeouts, that is a new season high for Wendell. First pitch to Doncone. Line drive back up the middle. Wendell goes to the ground, but Fernandez, the second baseman, picks it up and throws to first for the second out of the inning. A little bit of a scary moment there, but Wendell's fine. Two away. Now Luis Rodriguez bats from the right side. So again, seven strikeouts today for Wendell. That is a career high for him. The pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. He's thrown six strikeouts twice this season. The last time was against Fresno in May. Pitch is outside, and the time prior to that was against Inland Empire. Rodriguez 0-2, 1-1 count. Wendell delivers. It's lined into right field. Sanabria comes in and makes the catch on the run. 1-2-3 inning of work for Wendell. And he's still in line for the win. Rawhide leads 6-3. Seventh inning, here we go. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner. All new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro and 5223.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring.
Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Corniel's batting from the left side against the new pitcher, and the first pitch comes in and it hits him. Well, leadoff man is on for the Raja, and not a great start for Christian Rubek. He's in relief for Sauron Lau. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Anderson Rojas now batting from the left side. Runner on first is Corniel. He is a threat to steal. First pitch is a strike. Corniel has 11 stolen bases, and he's only been caught four times. And Rubek in relief for Lau. Lau was the best pitcher so far today. Pickoff attempt, and Corniel's out at first base. Arenado, the first base coach, arguing, and here comes D. Gardner. He's going to come argue as well. I understand the argument. It did look like that Corniel was able to get to the back part of the base, but the ball beat him to the bag, and sometimes that's all it takes in order to receive an out call. Well, one down. It is an 0-1 count to Rojas. Gardner just having a quick conversation with Saval on the bases. So 0-1 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Line towards center field. Nevin, a late break. It lands in front of him for a base hit. One away. Runner on first for Cabral. He is 3-for-3 today. He has singled twice and also had an RBI double. But he was thrown out at third in that double, trying to leg it into a triple. Lau threw two and one-third scoreless innings for the Quakes, giving up one hit. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out four. The first pitch is swung on and missed. 0-1. Top of the seventh inning, Rawhide lead 6-3. Oh one, big swing and miss. Rubek 1-0 this year, a 7.94 ERA. This is his eighth appearance. All of his appearances have been out of the pen. 0-2, outside. Rubek has thrown six innings for the Quakes, striking out 12, walking 8. Long hold to the 1-2. Popped up, third base side, foul territory. The catcher, Galiz, gives chase, but it's the pitcher, Rubek, who has to make the catch. Otherwise, it would have landed in foul territory. Galiz just completely overran it. Lucky break for the Quakes. Two down. Two away, runner on first is still Rojas, and Sanabria steps to the plate. He lined out to short in his first at-bat. It's only his second at-bat of the day. He came in defensively in the fourth inning for Robinson. Pitch to him. Inside ball one. Opponents are batting 227 against Rubik this season. One oh count, two away. Pickoff attempt, and Rojas back safely diving. Another pickoff attempt at first base. He's called safe. Still waiting. Pitch to Sanabria. That's a little low. Take a look at the Cal League scores. Inland leads Lake Elsinore 4-1 in the eighth. Modesto leads San Jose 4-2 in the seventh. And Stockton leads Fresno 4-3 in the fifth. The pitch to Sanabria is swung on and missed. 2-1 count. Infield shading slightly to the right, and the pitch is fouled off. 2-2 count, two away. Sanabria, a left-handed hitter. Also a left-handed fielder. We've seen him in the outfield this year and also at first base. The 2-2, runner takes off, it's outside, the throw to second is very wide and it goes into center field. Rojas pops up, he goes to third, and the throw is not in time. Rojas, with his seventh stolen base of the season, then reaches third on the error by the catcher. Second error of the day for the Quakes. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Runner on third, Rawhide lead by three, and the pitch. Fouled off, Sanabria stays alive. Over an hour and a half into this ball game, really an hour and about 45 minutes. Still a 3-2 count, and the pitch. High and outside, ball four. Sanabria draws a two-out walk. Runners are on the corners, and Christian Cerda is at the plate. Cerda has doubled, had a sacrifice fly out, and he has struck out today. Pitch to him. Outside ball one. Pitch comes in and misses. Rubek delivers the pitch, is a strike at the belt. Rubek went to school at Kansas State, 22 years old, originally from Texas. He was signed as a free agent last year in 2022, did pitch. The pitch misses in. He did not pitch last year, made his debut here with the Quakes. Cerda calls for time. This is the second time that Rubek has faced the Rawhide. That day, he only threw two-thirds of an inning, giving up one run. The pitch is fouled off. He did walk two batters and struck out two. He did not give up a hit in that appearance in May, but a run still scored. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Sanabria on first will be off on the pitch. There he goes. The pitch is fouled off, and Sanabria will have to go back to first. The runner on third is Rojas. 6-3 ball game. The top of the seventh inning. Payoff pitch again. Cold strike three at the knees. Cerda disagrees. But he strikes out looking to end the inning. Rawhide strand the runners on the corners. And it is stretch time at Lone Mart Field. Bottom half of the seventh coming up. Rawhide lead by three. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Armando Vasquez is the new pitcher on the mound. He's in relief for Wyatt Wendell. First pitch is fouled off by Puerta. Wendell is in line for the win. This call to the pen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Pitch misses outside. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Again, Wendell in line for the win. He threw six innings, giving up three runs off of five hits. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. Vasquez, left-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. The pitch, grounded foul. One, two, outside. Wendell did not walk any batters, and he struck out a career high of seven. Looked really comfortable on the mound today. Really the most trouble he got into was in the fifth inning. Two runs scored, but then he had three consecutive outs to end the inning. The pitch is lined into center field. Guzman makes a diving attempt. It hits out of his glove and lands in shallow right center field. Puerta heads to second with a double. Guzman in some pain in right center field right now. And Connor Oates with his fanny pack will head on out to right center field. Connor Oates, the athletic trainer for the Rawhide. We've had a few diving plays by the Rawhide today. One by the left fielder Rojas, the other by Sanabria. We just needed one by Guzman to have a complete diving outfield, but Guzman unable to make that catch. Looks like they're checking on his left hand. Right hand? Nope, left hand. Sometimes that happens when you're diving out. Sometimes you land a little awkwardly, especially on your glove wrist. I remember back when I was fast, I did play center field a little bit in high school. And I had teammates on my club team always tell me that they were terrified every time they saw me make a diving play because my wrist would always turn in the most weird and awkward situations. They always thought I broke my wrist whenever I was diving. That's one thing. I think I saw an article about Corbin Carroll, who, by the way, made the All-Star team. He's not only just made the All-Star team, he is a starting outfielder the National League team. Corbin Carroll, of course, in his rookie year with the Diamondbacks. I saw an article how he always is able to get his feet out in front of him no matter which way he dives on a play in. He never dives head first. It is almost always feet first to be able to protect his upper body. Guzman says he's fine, so Connor Oates, the AT, will head back to the dugout. Runner in scoring position for the Quakes, it's Puerta. Now Simon Reed is batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Swings and it's lined into right field. Sanabria hesitates for a second, now makes a diving play, and he misses the ball. Puerta takes third. Sanabria gets it in to hold him there. Sanabria had a quick break in, stopped, thought he was overrunning it, and then had to come in quickly, made a diving attempt at the end of it, and couldn't hold on to the ball. So two well-hit balls by the Quakes, but both of them playable, but they would have been fantastic plays. Well, Sanabria probably would have been a routine play had he not hesitated. Well, runners are on the corners, and at the plate is Kenneth Betancourt. He represents the tying run. Rawhide leads 6-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. He squares to bunt, gets it down on the first base side. Cabral has it. No one's covering first. An RBI bunt single for Betancourt. So it looks like what should have happened there was Cabral stay at first base and then Vasquez be the one to come off the mound and get the ball. I think Vasquez had a good jump where he could have been able to do so. Just Cabral, his instincts as a usual third baseman, he came in quickly to try and make that play. But instead, a run scores. Runners are on first and second with nobody out in a two-run ball game. Tyler Mark is back out to have a conversation with Vasquez and Cerda. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. The runner on second is Reed on first, Betancourt. The meeting on the mound is now over. Vasquez, 1-1 this year, a 4.93 ERA. This is his 17th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 34 innings for the Hyde, striking out 44, walking 19. First pitch to Azara. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a strike. The pitch inside almost hits Azara. 1-1 count. The pitch is low in the dirt. Nice stop by Cerda. Opponents are batting 250 against Vasquez this season. Southpaw checks the runner on second, now delivers. It's fouled off on the right side. Izar today, he's lined out to short, flied out to center. Andy has struck out swinging today. 2-2 outside. Full count. And the pitch. Fouled off. He stays alive. There's movement in the Rawhide pen, but no one actually up and throwing just yet. Although Sergio Gutierrez, the bullpen catcher for the day, jogging out there now. Payoff pitch. Grounded foul, again third base side, and there is movement in the Quakes pen. Right-handed pitcher up and throwing. Czar calls for time. I think he got some dust in his eye. Three, two again. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Big strikeout for Vasquez. First one of the day for him, and it's the first out of the inning. One away. Still runners on first and second, and DePaula comes to the plate. He has struck out twice, and he's also lined out to left field. First pitch is a strike to DePaula. Number 45, Kelvin Ramirez, is warming in the pen for the Quakes. And the pitch is low. I believe it's Caswell Smith warming for the Rawhide. And it is. He's the newest addition as of yesterday. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 down. Infield at double play depth. Rawhide still lead by 2. And the pitch from Vasquez is a strike on the outside corner. One, two. Breaking ball, strike three called, inside corner, gorgeous. 80-mile-an-hour pitch from Vasquez. Back-to-back Ks, and now Kyle Nevin steps to the plate. He's batting from the right side. Of course, he is the center fielder today. He's doubled, and also he has struck out and lined out to right field. And Vasquez needs a new ball. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner. And Nevin's dad, Phil Nevin, is in attendance today. The pitch misses outside, ball one. From what Mike Linscog, the voice of the Quakes, told me, this is just the second game that he's been in attendance. He was here for opening night and then able to be here tonight to watch his son play. I'm pretty sure the Angels are playing in Milwaukee tonight, so I guess the manager gets a day off every now and then. The 1-1 misses outside, ball two, unless there's a storyline that I was not up to date with on Twitter. Two balls and a strike, two outs. The pitch. Swung on, foul tipped into the glove of Cerda. Two balls and two strikes. Ground ball back up the middle. Vasquez has it. He sprints to first base. Underhand tosses to first to get the final out of the inning. A run does score for the Quakes in the seventh, but the Rawhide still lead by two. Eighth inning coming up. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, ends 5/2/23.
David Martin at the plate, batting from the left side. We have a new pitcher on the mound. It's Kelvin Ramirez for the Quakes. The pitch to Martin is outside. He's in relief for Christian Rubeck. Call to the bullpen brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye. Bugs, the pitch to Martin, swung on. Two-hopper to the first baseman. Puerta underhand tosses to Ramirez for the first out. Gavin Condicello now steps to the plate, and it looks like Caswell Smith is still warming in the pen. Pitch to Condicello is a strike at the knees. One high fly ball into left center field. Left fielder Rodriguez goes back and makes the catch. Two away. Two away, and Alvin Guzman comes to the plate. He is 2-for-3 today. First pitch, low ball one. So Rubeck threw a scoreless inning for the Quakes, giving up a hit, walking one, striking out a batter. Pitch from Ramirez, swung on and missed. 1-1 count. Ramirez, tall righty, he pitches. And it's a strike at the letters. Ramirez is 1-1 this year, an 8-10 ERA. This is his 17th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 24 innings for the Quakes, striking out 21 while walking 17. Opponents, though, are batting 353 against him this year. 1-2 is high. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch is fouled off. Two-two. Low and outside, ball three. Full count to Guzman. 6-4 ball game. Rawhide lead in the eighth inning. Ramirez delivers. Fouled off to our right. Ramirez kicks. Outside, a ball for Guzman draws a two-out walk to extend the eighth inning. And he has speed, 19 stolen bases in 21 attempts. Jose Fernandez at the plate. He's 0 for 3 today. The pitch is high. Throw down to first base from the catcher is not in time. Guzman back diving. Take a look at the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. Starting off the Dominican Summer League, the red team defeated the Orioles 10-1. The black team defeated the Cardinals 1-0. The pitch outside, ball two in the Arizona Complex League, two night games. The red team is leading the Athletics 5-2 in the ninth, while the black team leading the Chicago White Sox 2-1 in the seventh inning. Pickoff attempt and Guzman back safely. For Hillsborough, they are scoreless in the seventh inning in Tri-Cities. Amarillo defeated Tulsa 12-7. And Reno currently trails Sacramento 8-4. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and that Reno game is currently in the sixth inning. Two balls and a strike to Fernandez, looking for his first hit of the day. Ramirez brings the glove to his belt. Delivers. Well hit ball to center field. Nevin's going back, still going back, makes the catch at the warning track for the final out of the inning. This will be Caswell Smith, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide, making his Cal League debut. This pitching change is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs will tell you more about Smith in the next inning. 6-4 ball game, Rawhide lead. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Jesus Galiz leading off for the Quakes, bottom of the eighth inning. Rawhide lead by two. The pitch misses high, ball one. This is Smith's Cal League debut. He joined the Rawhide yesterday. The 1-0 swung on and missed. Originally from Canton, Georgia, went to school at the College of Charleston. He is 22 years old, turned 22 in January. 6'3", 210, right-handed pitcher. The pitch comes in, and he tries to check his swing. He does not go, according to the umpire on the bases, David Sabal. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is tapper, but it's foul. It fouled off Galiz's front foot. Smith was signed as a free agent by the Diamondbacks last year in August. He did not play last year at all and started the year in the Complex League. 2-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner, and Castle Smith has his first strikeout in the Cal League. We'll see if they want to keep the ball for him, even though he has 18 strikeouts prior to this in his career. The dugout is waving to him, asking for the ball. And finally, they send it over there. In fact, Cerda said, throw the ball over there, asking for a new ball from the home plate umpire. You could see Caswell give a smile. Usually when it's the pitcher, it's their strikeout. If they don't want a lot of attention, they're not going to throw the ball over. First pitch to Doncon was fouled off. Count is 0-1. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. The shortstop, Corniel, has it. No, he doesn't. It's through his legs. He overran the ball. It is an error. So it is an error on Corniel. That's the first error of the game for the Rawhide. Luis Rodriguez batting from the right side. Doncon has three stolen bases this year. The pitch from Smith is low and out. So Smith, no wins or losses in the Complex League this year. He had a 3 ERA. Threw in 8 games, 12 innings. Struck out 18, walked 7. The pitch is a little low, 2-0. Opponents batted 150 against him this season. Tries to check his swing. He does go around on an outside pitch. 94 mile an hour pitch there from Smith. Mainly throws a fastball and slider. That is if I remember our conversation. I asked him yesterday and I didn't write it down. 2-1. It's lined down the right field side. Hooking. Foul. Foul by maybe a foot. Two balls, two strikes to Rodriguez. He's 0 for 3 today. Smith sets. The pitch. Breaking ball fouled off. Looked like a curveball. There is a right-handed pitcher warming in the pen. It is Alfred Murillo. 2-2. Fly ball right center field. Sanabria going back. He makes the catch. No, he drops it. Did he? He drops the ball. The throw goes to third. Doncon makes it all the way to third. Was that in his glove? So it's... I have a really bad glare because I'm wearing glasses today. But I could have sworn I saw that in Sanabria's glove. And then all of a sudden, I think I see it on the ground. And he does have it. And then Sanabria throws it to third. So it's going to be a double. Two runners are in scoring position. So don't get me wrong, the playing field is very well lit. We just have the press box lights are on, and with wearing glasses, I have some glare going on, almost like I'm driving at nighttime. But Sanabria was there. He had the ball, just dropped it. He did have to go a long way for it. That's why it's a double. But, I mean, I was so surprised when I saw runners continuing to go because I could have sworn he made the catch. Tyler Mark having a meeting on the mound. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. So Jorge Puerta will bat from the right side. Runners are on second and third, and Smith having to go to work here in his Cal League debut. The runner on third is Doncon. He reached on an error on second. Rodriguez, he doubled. Here's the pitch. It is outside, ball one. One oh. Tapped, foul, a hit off Puerta. Puerta today, he has grounded out to third, been hit by a pitch, and he has doubled. Smith sets, checks the runners, now delivers. It's fouled off right side. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Big swing and miss, strike three. Puerta strikes out on a high 93-mile-an-hour fastball for the second out of the inning. That's two Ks now for Smith. Not out of it yet. Two runners in scoring position with two outs as Simon Reed comes to the plate. Rawhide lead by two. The runner on second, Rodriguez, represents the tying run. Reed at the plate represents the go-ahead run. The pitch. High fly ball to right center field. Sanabria is going back. He's running out of room. And he makes the catch? Oh, my gosh. He caught that. That's fantastic. I thought that was a home run for sure off the bat. All the fans did, too. Sanabria slams into the Massage Envy sign. Might need a massage after that one. My goodness, that looked like it hurt. All right, Caswell Smith gets out of it. Rawhide still lead by two. Looking for some insurance runs as we go into the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Top of the ninth inning, Rawhide lead by two. The first pitch to Corniel is a strike at the knees. We do have some defensive changes for the Quakes. Dayton Dooney is in at first. Jorge Puerta, who was at first, moves behind the plate. So Galiz no longer in the game. The pitch is fouled off Corniel's front foot. He's in a lot of pain. He's down on the ground. Ramirez still on the mound for the Quakes, and Connor Oates comes to check on Corniel. 6-4 ball game in the top of the ninth inning. Rawhide scored two runs in the first, one in the second, another in the third, and two in the fourth. Meanwhile, the Quakes scored one in the first and two in the fifth, one in the seventh. All right, Corniel says he's fine. So it'll be an 0-2 count to the shortstop. Infield shading to the right. 0-2. Broken bat, ground ball to the pitcher. Ramirez falls to get the ball, stands up and throws to first. The broken bat went further than the ball did. The bat went down the first base side, made it all the way 90 feet. Meanwhile, the ground ball went maybe, 45? One down, nobody on. Top of the order, Rojas at the plate. Rojas, 2-for-3 today with a walk. The first pitch is fouled off. Announced attendance tonight, 1,210. Oh, 1. Strike on the outside corner. Infield shifting to the right, and the 0-2 popped up out of play, left field side. Ramirez in his second inning of work. In the eighth inning, he walked a batter but does not allow a hit or a run. Pitch misses. 1-2. The pitch is low and out. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch to Rojas. A chopper up the middle. Second baseman Betancourt fields it on the second hop. The throw to first just in time to get Rojas for the second out. Raquelman Cabral will bat from the left side with two away. Two hours and 20 minutes into this ball game. The pitch, outside, ball one. Cabral is 3-for-4 today. Two singles and an RBI double. The one time he was retired is when he popped out in foul territory. 1-0 is fouled off. Murillo still up warming in the pen for the Rawhide. One-one, fouled off again, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Slow ground ball, first base side. It's right down the line. The pitcher, Ramirez, picks it up. The throw to first is not in time. Cabral able to beat out the infield single. If you're Ramirez, you might want to wait to see if the ball rolls foul. Looked like it was kind of trailing that way. An infield single. That is the fourth hit of the day for Cabral. Runner on first, and Sanabria will bat from the left side. But first, the two umpires are going to get together and have a discussion maybe about the running lane? Not sure what exactly they could be discussing, but they're both going to go and talk to D. That's usually not a good sign. I feel like the only thing that they could be discussing would be the running lane, right? It was hit down the first base side, very close to the foul line. I don't think Cabral hit anyone. So they're saying that Cabral is out. Interference of some sort, I'm going to assume. Well, the Rawhide do lead by two. We're going into the bottom of the ninth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine. Life.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Kenneth Betancourt leads it off for the Quakes. Alfred Murillo, the new pitcher, on the mound for the Hyde. Here's the pitch. It is a strike on the outside corner. Murillo in relief for Smith. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. 0-1, grounded foul. So the final call on why Cabral was out was he ran into the ball out of the batter's box in fair territory. I thought it was going to be the running lane, but no, he actually hit the ball while running. So that's what the umpires radioed up to the press box. The 0-2 was outside ball one. Rawhide need three outs for their first win of the series. Murillo delivers, swung on and missed strike three, make it two outs needed for the first win of the series. That strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. In crust, we trust. Jose Azara batting from the right side. One away, nobody on. Pitch from Murillo is high and in. Murillo's established himself as one of the closers that come in the ninth inning, sometimes the eighth and the ninth. Murillo 3-2, a 3.75 ERA. This is his 22nd appearance out of the pen. 1-0 is outside. He's thrown 24 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 25 while walking 22. Two oh count. And the pitch. Hard ground ball. Third baseman Condicello backs up on it, makes the play, the throw to first in time. Two down. Rawhide now one out away from their first win of the series. Murillo has held opponents to a 2.28 batting average. Here's DePaula batting from the left against the righty Murillo. DePaula's 0 for 4 today with 3 strikeouts. With the win tonight, the Rawhide will snap a 3-game losing streak. Pitch is outside. 1-0 count. Ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel fields it. The throw to first ends the ball game, and the Rawhide snap a 3-game losing streak. Rawhide have their first win of the series. Series is now tied up at 1. The final score, Rawhide 6, Rancho 4. The Rawhide 6 runs off of 11 hits. They committed an error. The Quakes 4 runs off of 9 hits, committed 2 errors. Winning pitcher tonight will be Wendell for the Rawhide. 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 earned runs. Did not walk anyone, and he struck out 7. Those 7 strikeouts were a career high for him. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll do a quick post-game show for you and let you know what to look forward to tomorrow. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Korea Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Korea Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to koreahealth.org/SRC. Korea Health, more than medicine, life.
Korea Health.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota.
It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Rawhide take down the Quakes by a score of 6-4. Wyatt Wendell earns his second win of the season, his first time as a starter. It is Madison Jeffrey with the loss. He's now 0-3 on the year. And Alfred Murillo earns his fourth save of the season. Let's go through this ball game. Rawhide scored 2 in the first inning. A single by Cabral. A 2-out RBI double for Cerda. And then an RBI single for Condicello made it a 2-0 ball game. Quakes did answer back in the first inning. A 2-out double, then a 2-out RBI single made it a 2-1 ball game. Rawhide got that run back almost immediately in the second inning. Guzman had a single into right, advanced to second on an error, moved to third on a ground ball, and then Cornell had a sacrifice fly out to make it a 3-1 ball game. In the fourth, Rawhide picked up their fourth run. Back-to-back hits for the Rawhide. Put runners on second and third, and Christian Cerda had a sacrifice fly out to drive in Cabral. That made it a 4-1 ball game. 2 runs would score in the fourth for the Rawhide. Alvin Guzman had his 6th home run of the season. That made it 5-1, and then an RBI double hit by Cabral that scored Rojas. Made it 6-1. 2 runs would score in the bottom of the 5th inning for the Quakes. A little bit of a shaky inning for Wendell. He hit Puerta, gave up a single to Reed, and then an RBI double to Betancourt. 2 runs scored on that play. So it was a 2-run double, beg your pardon. That made it a 6-3 ball game. And in the 7th inning, another run would score. That was when Vasquez is on the mound. 3 consecutive hits for the Quakes, a double, a single, and then a bunt RBI single. You don't hear that quite often, but a bunt RBI single for Kenneth Betancourt made it 6-4, but the Rawhide were able to hold on to take down the Quakes for their first win of the series. Series is tied up 1-1. The player of the game for the Rawhide, Cabral, went 3-for-5 today, and Guzman also had a nice night, 2-for-3. And Guzman did hit his 6th home run of the year. Expected starting pitchers tomorrow for the Rawhide will be Lorenzo Encarnacion, and for the Quakes it is Peter Hubeck. First pitch will be at 6:30 from Lone Mart Field. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for Game 2 of this series. Again, the final score, 6-4, Rawhide win. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.